We just learned two daffin of Gemara, which talked about somebody is selling a piece of property to somebody else. It's a base core, but like Yashpam says, the base core is lav dafka. If he says mida bechevel, I'm selling to a base core, mida bechevel, go measure it with your measuring tape. You're going to see, this is what I'm selling to you, mida bechevel. So what's talacha? Piches kolshu yenake. If you're off even by a little bit, so the halacha is you would have to make the other party whole. Meaning, if the lekech ends up getting a little bit more than a base core, then what you have to do is return the karka or pay him for it. And if he ends up getting a little bit less, then you're not good. Then there's no question that the moicher would have to make the lekech whole. If you said, yes, okay, then the agreement wasn't that it's going to be perfect. So if it's not perfect, it's fine. Stating that, there is a number, there's a cutoff point, and that's a rival. The Rashbam, in the Mishnah, Kuf Gimel Amid Beis, B'tchila Sasugya, he asks a kashna from Halach in Hilchas Oinah. So the Sugyas of Oinah are dealt with primarily in Perek Hazov, in Masechtas Bava Metziah, but this is actually Halacha that we learned together 2 weeks ago. In the end of Amoicher Sasvino, Le'il Dav Tzadik Amid Aleph, where the Gemara says, Rava said it. Kol davar shebe mida v'shebe mishkol v'shebe minyan afilu pachas mikdei oinah chayse. So what's the basic halacha of oinah? The basic halacha of oinah is that if there's a sale and then it turns out one of the parties was fooled, right? So the buyer ended up paying too much money or the seller ended up getting too little money. So what's the halacha? Up to a shtus, we look away from it. If it's a perfect shtus, we say the mekach is kayim, but at the same time, you have to return the shtus. Yoisem shtus, then we say the halacha is that it's a mekach tois. Stating that Rav said a very important halacha. Rav said that's only true if the tois was b'shikol adas, so that the buyer and the seller, they guesstimated what the price of this should be. Turns out that if you run the comps, you're off. By how much? Yes, mishtos. That defines the halach. If, however, the tos was bedavah shebe mida, shebe mishko, v'shebe minyan. So, for example, I bought something based on it measuring X, and it turns out it measures Y. I thought that I was buying a pound of meat, and I ended up getting only a half a pound of meat. Or I thought I was getting a dozen eggs, and I only got 11 eggs. So if it's a davar shebe mida v'shebe mishko v'shebe minyan, so then the halacha is afilu pachos mikdei oinah chayzer. It's always considered a mekach tois. Frank the Rashbam, if that's the case, I don't understand this whole sukkah. In the case where somebody says beis korof ani moichelach, and he says mida bechevel piches kolshu yenake. What does that mean? That means the transaction is chal. You just have to make the other party whole. What do you mean? It's a davar shebe mida, right? Mida v'chevel. It's a davar shebe mida. And davar shebe mida, afilu pachas mikdei oinah, the halacha always is mekach tois. It's a freg, the Rashbam, a bum bekasha on the whole sugi, on the whole two plat that we just learned. I don't understand mida v'chevel, where if you're off a little bit, the transaction is in effect, just make up the difference. Why is this not a classic example of kol davar shebe mida v'shebe mishkol shebe minyan? Rav is important halacha, that afilu pachas mikdei oinah, the halacha is that you always say mekach tois. Says the Rashbam, you have to say that Rava said his halacha by metaltalin. Our sugya is talking about karka. By metaltalin, the umdina is that if it's a davar shebe mida v'shebe mishkol v'shebe minyan, and I'm off even a little bit, it's a mekach tois. Right? Mekach tois is based on das. Das tos. So being that there's an element of tois over here, therefore I'm out. By karka, however, a person wants to buy karka. If you're in the geshäft of buying karka, you want to get the karka. And if it's off by a little bit, you still want to get the karka. Your das is to get the karka. Stating that, if the agreement was that you're going to give me a certain amount, you can give it to me, make me whole. But we assume that the buyer had das, seller had das, all the das is in effect, and as a result, over here the halacha is not going to be mekach tois, here the halacha is going to be just make up the difference. In other words, the point of why over here you don't have the halacha of kol davar shebe mida v'shebe mishkol shebe minyan is because we're dealing with karka, and being that we're dealing with karka, over here already it's going to be different. But then the Rashbam asks another kasha. Freak the Rashbam, one second, we're dealing with karka. That reminds me, isn't the halacha einoy nolik karkois? Frank the Rashbam, what happened to einoy nolik karkois? What does einoy nolik karkois mean? It means that if somebody buys karka, it doesn't matter how much you overpay, the halacha is einoy nolik karkois. So Frank the Rashbam, if einoy nolik karkois, why in this sugya are you giving anything? I understand. You overpaid? Okay, ain't no another karka. That's the halacha. You buy a piece of karka for $10,000, and then you find that afterwards it was worth $6,000. Ain't no another karka. So Frank the Rashbam, I understand. He said midu bechevel, or in the case of hein chaser, hein yaser, it was off by yoser miroiva hakav. Who cares? At the end of the day, what happened to ain't no another karka? So it's the last line of the Rashbam, right in the beginning of the Mishnah, Kuf Gimel Amud Beis, Dibra Maschol Piches Kosh. I'll read it inside. V'afal gaf to ain't no another karka, even though it's true, ain't no another karka. Hani Mili, when is this true? Kishayim kolay biyoyke yoysem mishtos. That's if there was a shikol adas, there was an umdana, how much does this cost? They came up with a number, and then they found out that he ripped them off per... Then the halach is ain't another kakos. Avol hecha de matin ze b'mida tzarich lenachis ben adam. If, however, the person's lying about the measurement, then yesha another kakos. So it's true ain't another kakos, but it's also true yesha another kakos. And this is a very important yisoy that the Rashbam says. The two chedushim in the sugya vayna that emerge from our Mishnah. Number one, even though called davish b'mida v'shem mishkos b'mida afu the pachs b'teir no chayz, which means mekachtois not by karka. That's only true by talpin. Number two, even though ain't another kakos, that's only when it's a shayla. Of Yosef Mishto, Shtos Pachas Mishto. But when it comes to a Dovashev, the Mida, over there, there's no question if he's Mata, Tzarech Lakis Menadav. Yeah, the transaction is in effect, like the Rashbam said in the first part of the Rashbam. But at the same time, you're going to have to make him whole. This Rashbam, which is tucked away, right? It's a Sugya. The whole Sugya is tucked away. But this, right, when you think above a Basra, you don't immediately think of this Sugya, right? Hashutvin, Chask Sabatin, Yeshnoichlin, which is coming up. There's other Sugyas that you think about. But this is a festa Sugya here, tucked away in Perek base core, is a Yishuv. It's a Yishuv to a Memra in Chazal, remember that we just mentioned, which is blatantly at first glance contradicted by Mefurash Pasuk that all the Pshutei Shel Mikra Rishonim struggle with very, very mightily. And that is, everyone knows Eino Inolda Karkois. Rashbam just mentioned it. Eino Inolda Karkois. What does it say in the Torah, the Parashah of Oina? Right? It says in the Torah twice that there's an Isra Oina. It says, Altoinu Ishas Achiv, and it says, Veloisoinu Ishas Amisa. Both of those mentions are in the same exact parashah in the Torah. They're three psukim apart. Now the Gemara mutches, why did Torah have to tell me the Isra Ayna twice? And the Gemara says, one is Isra Ayna's Mamon, and the other one is Isra Ayna's Dvarim. And Ayna's Dvarim, we know, is more kosher than Ayna's Mamon. But the bottom line is that it says the Isra Ayna twice in the Torah. It's in the same parashah, it's in parashah's Bahar. It's kedai to read the psukim together. It says in the Torah, V'chisim keru mimka la misecha, oikonim yada misecha, altoinu ish es achiv. So it's, Vayikra perichafei pasuk yudalit. Sheini in bahar. So if somebody sells something to somebody else, or if somebody's buying something from somebody else, right? Flip side of the same coin. Altoinu ish es achiv. This is an isra'ina. B'mispar shonim acher hayoivo, tikna me'eis amisecha, b'mispar shnei tfois imkarlach. So we know that once upon a time, if somebody sold something, not everything, but a lot of things. So the halacha was, bisman that Yovel was noyeg. Once Yovel came, at that point, the transaction got unwound. Meaning whatever was sold had to be returned to the seller. And whatever was bought went back to the buyer. But transactions were unwound. So the Torah says, you have to be very careful. When you sell a field, bisman that Yovel noyeg, make a cheshbin of how much you're going to charge the guy based on how many years you are away from Yovel. Why? Because if I'm 3 years away from Yovel, that means this whole sale is for 3 years. This is a short-term rental. If I'm 43 years away from Yovel, now it's a long-term rental. So the Torah says, "Altoinu ish esachiv." Don't fool the guy. B'mitzvah shanim achra Yovel tikna me'esa misecho. B'mitzvah neitfuz yim kolach. L'fi roiv hashanim tarve miknasoi. U'l'fi ma'it hashanim tamit miknasoi. Ki mitzvah tfuz u'maychalach. At the end of the day, you're not getting the field forever. All you're getting is the tfuz. So how much tfuz are you getting? How long are you going to get it for? And you have to make sure that you cheshbin that into your price, because otherwise you're a ganav. Otherwise you've been going with the Israelina. And then the Torah says some sveitim of Allah. Yisoyinu ilshin samisoi. V'yareisim elakech kani Hashem elakech v'asizim eschukoiz v'asim shvatay. Thus is the parasha fun oina. Freik the Ramban, and really all the mefarshei achumish. It's a pliatzuma. The parasha of oina is talking about what? Someone that sold a field, karka, bisman sheyovel was noying, and the Torah says twice, al toinu ishes achiv, veloisoinu ishes amisa. Yet Chazal said, ein oina le karkois. How do you understand it? It's a pliatzuma. Read the psukim. If you're Mavis Sedri, if you listen to Laning and Parshas Bahar, it's clear that Torah's Parsha by Noah is talking about Karka. So how could Chazal say, Eino Inol Karkois? It's Keneged the Pshutoi Shel Mikra of the Pasuk. Now, Chazal came from somewhere. right? What was Chazal's Makar? So Rashi brings it in Chumash. It says, V'chisim karu mimkar la'amisecha, oikono miyad amisecha. Miyad means dover hanikna miyad liyad. We're dealing with metalton. It's very nice. It's a gevaldige drasha. But at the end of the day, ein mikra yoytze midei pshuta, right? Rava says in the second parak of Yevamos, b'chal ha'teira kula ein mikra yoytze midei pshuta, with the exception of the parish of Yibum. Every single parish of the Torah cannot be a contradiction. You have all the drushes in the world. But ein mikra, I don't mean the Rashbam's oimik pshuta yishol mikra. This is pshuta yishol mikra mamish. The Torah is talking clearly about somebody that's selling karka. So how could Chazal say, so the Ramban mutches with this kasha very, very much. He's terribly bothered. He says, Hamikra hazeh is mashma that we're dealing with karka, and according to the Masorah of Chazal, al korchenu nitztorech lahatois mikrois halolu mipshuton. You're going to have to do some major surgery. And the Ramban goes and he says what the surgery is. You know what the Ramban says? He says like this. The first pasuk is a maimer hamuskar. V'chisim kru mimkal amisecha, oy kone miyad amisecha, o metaltalan. Oy kone miyad amisecha, dover nikte miyad miyad. Al toinu v'shazachim. Is an isra ina. Period. Mika hafsaka now. Mamish, you can make a talk with a Misha Beirach. Okay, now, next discussion. You have to be whatever. Make sure that you have this cheshbon. But there's no oino over there because that's karka. And when it comes to karka, ain't no other karkois. And then the Torah returns to the regular program. Again, nothing to do with the effort. See, a four psukim. The first pasuk is oinah. The fourth pasuk is oinah. We interrupt the program of oinah to bring to you a halacha related to a transaction related to karka, which doesn't relate not to the pasuk before and not to the pasuk after. It's a plea. But the Ramban says, I don't know another eitzah. I don't know how to make sense of this. My only eitzah. This is what you're going to have to. Then the Ramban goes ahead and he famously says, but I'll tell you what I'm thinking. Says the Ramban, and by the way, I'll tell you what I'm thinking is an exact translation of what the Ramban says. Says, I'm thinking, I have a svara, and here's my svara. That even though Chazal said, ain't another karkois, and again, this is very famous, ain't another karkois just means all the dine oina. The pachas mishtos, the shtos, the yoisa mishtos, but the iser oina, oh, that's of course true by karka also. It's all the dine. But as it relates to the iser, yeah, so I'll tell you which asach really is referring to them. Now, it's a little dochet, because the dine really emerged from the parish, and the parish is karka, but the Ramban says, vani choshev oit svara, and I think it's richtig. That even though ain't another karkois, Chazal just meant the dine yana, but they never meant it with regards to the isayna. The problem is not all the Rishonim agree with this. If you look at the Michas Chinuch and Mitzvah Shin Lamed Zayin, he has a whole discussion what the Shitas Rambam is. Does the Rambam hold like the Ramban? Does he not hold like the Rambam? He comes out that the Rambam holds like the Ramban. It's not mafurish anywhere in the Rambam, but the Michas Chinuch with his Harifus and his Koyach HaPilpul came out that that's the Rambam Shita. The Idachisa, the Michas Chinuch also comes out that Shitas Rashi and Shitas Tosfos is not like the Ramban. So we have a Tosfos al Kopanim for sure. It's a Tosfos Dinei Vezer Nesha, where the Michas Chinuch says Tosfos holds that Ein Alok HaKoyz means it's not even an Isser. So if you hold it as an Isser, okay, it at least gives a Chanetza. Vani Choshev Oit Svara of the Ramban. But what about Shitas Tosfos that the Michas Chinuch said, and it sounds like it's also Shitas Rashi? Not that way. What's the Eitza? So here's the Dover Nifla. We'll end with this, and this is how it ties into today's daf. If you take a look at the Moshev Skenim from the Bali Tosfos ala Torah, so we know there's a lot of different manuscripts that we have of Perushim on the Bali Tosfos al HaTorah. The Das Skenim Bali Tosfos is the most famous because that made it into the Mikrois Gedolos Chumashim. But there's the Moshev Skenim, and there's many of short Perushim, short commentary that we have ala Torah that are attributed to the Bali Tosfos. After the Das Skenim Bali Tosfos, the second most famous is probably the Moshev Skenim. The Adar Skenim is a third, but the Moshev Skenim Bali Tosfos on this pasuk, Al Toinu Ish Asachim, he says as follows. I'll read it inside. Lefi Apshat, the Bikarkois Mayri, Dechsir, the Mispah Shnei Tfuis, Im Kolach, V'ze'enu Shaykh Ela Bikarka, right? The Pshat sounds like we're talking about Karka. V'temo, do enoi no Bikarkois, the Ramban's Kasha. V'yesh Loimah. Hani mili oino shal mechira yoiser lahatoy soisoy. Afilu bekarkois. Kemoi, hani mili oino shal mechira yoiser lahatoy soisoy. Afilu bekarkois. Kemoi bemidas karka oi beminyan shonim. Zeu the mispach nei tvoes yimkalach shem hayu mateu loy mar yesh adayin harbe shonem ad ayovov ein harbe oy kach yagir lo chalot shono vuhu magir lo yoyser aser, says the Moshe Skenin, that it's true ein another kakos. That's not always true. Ein another kakos means, again, the Lashon's a little magumgum, but ein another kakos means lahatoy soy soy on the price. But if you lie to the guy, how many years there are left to Yovel? But that's the case of the Pasuk. Or if you lie to the guy in terms of the size of the karka, then avadiyesh another karkois. V'chein moichiach beperek hamoicher beis kor. Bavabasr dafkuf gimel amabes. De'nim tse yois neroiva oipachis yachse afilu bekarkois. Kigoyin shemar le karka v'hi toifes es kach amois. V'hi toifes es kach. The oz have it. Zog to Moshe Skenim. You want to know the terrors to the pshutei shel mikra? Learn the sugim bavabasr dafkuf gimel and dafkuf dalet and dafkuf. That's the answer to the sugya. It's mavur in this sugya that even though ain't another karkois, that's if it being matim in the price. But if you open midah b'mishkel of a minion, then avadi yesh another karkois, and that's the pasuk. What's the Torah's example of ainah b'mispar shei tvuas yimkalach? That's midah mishkel of minion. That's defined. How many years am I going to get? You're right. If you fool the guy on the price, this much per square foot, that much per square foot, ain't no another karkois. But if it's a dovish of a midah of a mishkel, then it's going to be the, who said this? The Rashbam said it. This was the Rashbam's terrace to the catch of ain't no another karkois. But al kaponim, the moich of skein shtel su our sugya in pshutei shel mikra, and it's miyashin one of the shvers the psukim in the Torah, because the pasuk says, or really one of the most shvers the chazals in the Torah, because the pasuk clearly in the parish of ainah is talking about karka. Yet chazal had a messiah ain't another karkois. The Ramban said ain't another karkois is only in the money, but as it relates to the iser yeshoy, no, but not all the rishonim agree with that. I am in chaschinuch shin lamed zayin. So how are you going to give us a chenetz and the pshutei shel mikra? The teretz is this moishos kainim. The truth is, if you go back to the Ramban, it's a very long Ramban, but if you look at the last paragraph of the Ramban, I'll read it inside and then we'll end. V'gam yitochen loymar, ki akosif yazir, sheyedu misbar ashonim ad ayoivo, ulefiem yimkeru v'yiknu. What the Torah is saying is, not altoinu eshes achiv in a general sense when it comes to ayinah. Just know how many years you are removed from yoivo. V'lo yoinu behem eshes achiv lat oisei b'misbar, oi lat oisei b'mechira, sheyach shoy bosh ilu chalutin. V'yateu b'kach, avol yedu shneyem, v'yoydiu zel ozeh ha-mispar. Ki ha-mechira hi b'mispar shonim ad ha-yoyfel. Says the Ramban, here's the punchline, shegam b'karkois yeshoy no, b'toyem b'midu b'minyin. Because even by karkad is I know, if you're being toyem b'midu b'minyin. V'afilu b'pachis mishtos, even if it's less than a shtos. What's the makar? Our sugya, the Moshe Skenim said Perek Beis Kor. You don't see Perek Beis Kor quoted every day, but it's mefurish in our sugya. The Kolshkim and Metalton, you're going to have this Indian as well. But either way, our sugya is mefur, amongst other things, a very big chiddush that even though ain't no other karkois, there's a time yesh no other karkois, and this yisoy that there's a time of yesh no other karkois. By the way, not just the issa with the dina yoyna, that is a yishuv to the Ramban's famous kasha and his birush al haTorah. Chazal said ain't no other karkois. I the hope shutei shel mikra is talking about karka. The teretz is that tzvei. There's I know where you're fooling the guy about the price, what the Shavius is. That's not defined. But then there's I know Mida Mishkel Minyan. That's defined. That is a whole different Shulchan Aruch when it comes to I know. When it's Metaltuin, Afilu Pachas Mishtos Mekachtois. When it's Karka, Pachas Mishtos, it's not Mekachtois. But there is I know then by Karka. That's a Chiddush because ain't I know the Karkois. But by Mida Mishkel Minyan, there's I know. The makar to that is Perek Beis Kor. It's the Mishnah that started on Kuf Gimel on the days, that went through Daf Kuf Dalet, and that went through Daf Kuf Hey.